At least 100 television pilots are created every year for the networks and cable channels, but only a tiny fraction ever make it to air. Now, a collection of some of these never-seen TV pilots by some well-known writers may be coming to a movie theater near you. As NPR's Susan Stone reports, it's some of the most original and bizarre television out there.
The Other Network is more of a concept than a format.
There's a hole in the television dial, and it's a hole that the Other Network could fill.
Beth Lapidus is a Los Angeles comedian, occasional NPR commentator, and the creator of The Other Network. A few years ago, Lapidus and her partner, Other Network producer Greg Miller, created a pilot for MTV, a talk show called The Couch. It wasn't picked up and was doomed to obscurity. So the two decided to find a way for comedy writers to share what could be their best work.
We knew people who had work that we hadn't seen that we wanted to see, and we were like, well, if we want to see it, I bet a lot of other people do too.
They were right. The Other Network started as a Los Angeles nightclub event, with writers and creators introducing their work. Invitations to New York followed. Now there's a traveling theatrical release with taped introductions. The Other Network debuts tonight in Washington, D.C. The mini-festival includes Heat Vision and Jack, a Ben Stiller-directed show starring Jack Black as a really smart astronaut with a talking motorcycle.
Heat Vision, the motorcycle with the mind of Jack's unemployed roommate.
And there's more. Some, not quite ready for primetime.
If you're Jewish and you know it, clap your hands!
Prozo the Clown is the host of Saturday TV Funhouse, brainchild of Robert Smigel. Sound familiar? You've seen his short cartoons on Saturday Night Live. And then there's Becoming Glenn, written by Ricky Blitt. The show is about a 32-year-old loser whose life is dictated by his spastic colon. His parents are played by veteran TV actors Gerald McRaney and Sally Struthers.
Why don't you get a job as a pharmacist?
What?
Glenn could be a great pharmacist. I can never read his writing, and he always knows how many Tylenol I should take. Ma, three's too many, one's too few. You have a gift, son.
Oh. Funny, but perhaps too twisted even for Fox. The networks play it safe when it comes to sitcoms, and they don't like waiting for an audience to develop. It's much cheaper to do reality shows. Even if, like one in the works, they're offering a prize that puts Regis Philbin to shame.
That's how desperate the networks are. How do we get people to watch? We'll offer them the chance to win $1 billion. And that's much easier to do than to think of a really smart, intelligent show like The Simpsons.
Television writer Judd Apatow is best known for creating the critically acclaimed series Freaks and Geeks for NBC and Undeclared for Fox. Both were canceled due to low ratings. For writers like Apatow, The Other Network is a sort of validation. He's shown three pilots on The Other Network, including North Hollywood, about struggling young actors.
Frankenstein does not talk. You moan and you groan and that's it.
You know, in the book written by Mary Shelley, he actually speaks quite eloquently.
Do you understand that you're not an actor?
Apatow says when North Hollywood ran in front of a live audience, he got the biggest laughs of his career.
At the end, I'm both very happy and really sad. I mean, North Hollywood gets such a big laugh that I'm glowing and there are tears in my eyes. For what could have been.
Or what could still be. The Other Network showed one pilot that had been passed on, but not completely rejected. People watched, people liked, people called the studio. On the Spot got picked up and is in production for the WB. Now, with pilot season slouching forward, future contributors have approached Miller and Lapidus, hoping someday their show might end up on The Other Network.
We say that's not our fervent hope.
Yes,
for you.
Our fervent hope for you is that you actually see air. But if you don't see air, perhaps you can see club.
You may someday see these pilots where they belong, on the small screen. Lapidus and Miller are in talks with cable channels to put together an anthology show. So in the end, The Other Network may appear on Another Network. Susan Stone, NPR News, Washington.